together enough that he...
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Here we go. Well, it's been a while. I'm back. You know, of course, we discussed this on the last episode a little bit. Now we're thinking about wrapping this thing up on a 10-year anniversary. I'm getting a lot of flack. A lot of folks don't want me to stop speaking. It's humbling to know that there are folks out there who want me to keep going. They're very inspiring and motivating. Maybe I won't end completely. Maybe we'll just change the topic. Step back from the political arena and not be a talking head for truth, because truth is funny, because there's one side and the other side, and somewhere in the middle is the truth, and we try to, everybody knows it. That was the premise of this show for decades. For the decade, I should say. Decades. We only wish it was decades, right? So, yeah. It is the Patriot Nation Radio Show. We are 10 years in the making this year, and we should be celebrating now. Check it out, folks.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Yes, indeed, folks. Of course, Dave Bray out doing great things, so you want to make sure you head on over to DaveBrayUSA.com today for some cool merch, music, and all the tour info and all the fun stuff that Dave's doing, links to YouTube and everything else. So something I've been doing with the show is starting out with a word of prayer. So tonight, we're going to have some prayer and inspiration from my Bible app. This is from Matthew 7, verse 14, is what we're going to base this little inspiration and prayer off of. And that verse is, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. If heaven were easy to find, then Jesus would not have needed to take on flesh, die, and be raised for our forgiveness. But the road is impossible to find without him. It is only when our eyes are opened by the Spirit that we see the narrow path. Jesus himself leading us to eternal life. We are looking to ourselves, to the law, to human philosophies, or anything other than Jesus. We will fail to see the narrow path that leadeth to the gate. Excuse me. Heavenly Father, in a way through Jesus, for me to find you, for us to find you. Thank you for leading us to the narrow path to eternal life. Please walk closely with me so that I may remain on your path as you light our way and guide us through each step. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Can't go wrong with Jesus. I mean, look at these guys in Ashbury, Kentucky. Just celebrate. They're calling it a revival. Revival it may be, it is refreshing to see young people, very young, you know, whole other generation standing up for Jesus. It's amazing. It really, truly is. And hopefully it spreads and it keeps spreading. And the Great Awakening is upon us, and we snap at it. And people wake up and realize, holy moly, we've been missing the boat all this time. All we really needed was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amazing stuff. This is my friend.
Hey, everybody.
Misha
Pruitt here with my boys again.
TJ.
And we just want to encourage you to wake up with your mind stayed on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through his word. So we pray you be encouraged. Eric?
Yes.
All right.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind?
Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, that was my friend Tamisha Pruitt out of Texas. You can check her out. She does, I think, some a lot of times Saturday night worship, where I found her a long time ago, like 9 or 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, late at night on a Saturday, just worshiping like that with her sons, with herself, playing the guitar, just rocking out to some great songs like Your Presence, Lord, and other great classics. She's amazing, Tamisha Pruitt. So, yeah, you got plenty of things to talk about, you know. I'm sure that the spy balloons have long been gone. That's history. We've got revivals going on in universities, presidents going into war zones. I don't know. I think right now we are the laughing stock of the world with this clown, this buffoon running our country. And I praise to the Lord that somebody awakens and helps this man step down and do what's right. I mean, we don't want Kamala Harris to be president, though, you know? So, like, what do we do? We're really stuck in a rock, between a rock and a hard place. What do you do? Where is Harris? She's He don't speak. He don't make statements. He's not in front of the press. He's not making any decisions. He's not doing a thing. Where is she? Are they training her up so that she can become the president? I don't know. There's not enough time. This clown's going to make it to the end of his term. Kind of nutty. I had some things I wanted to talk about. I can't remember. I was like, I'm way off. I don't pay attention no more to what's going on. There's trials. There's people testifying. Seen as an FBI whistleblower, she came out and said, I joined the FBI and I was proud. And then what it's become, it's politicized. So they're politicizing the law enforcement agencies. Everybody knows. Sometimes I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. You guys all know what's going on. Why I don't want to really talk about this stuff really anymore, because everybody knows. It's whether they stand up and do something about it, or they just go on and same old, nothing we can do about it. We're just people doing our thing, you know. We elect these turds to do this stuff to us. We vote our own punishments. It's ridiculous. The consequences of elections can be extreme. These are extreme. Guy in the Oval Office right now is dangerous to this country. Classified documents. Could you imagine if Donald Trump had stacks of classified documents in his garage next to the Corvette? Could you imagine for a second if there was one classified document in the garage on a workbench or something? One in Donald Trump's garage. What would happen? If Trump Jr. lied on a gun application and threw his gun in the dumpster, would it be national news? Would they be dragging him, his wife, everybody into the toilet? Think they would. Ridiculous. And you got this guy, he's falling up the stairs again. You got people resigning from his from positions here and there all over the administration. But nothing gets done. Same turds are in power, the same turds making crappy laws. Same turds are stealing our freedom. But what I've learned, Constitution of the United States, written by God-fearing men and women, men, God-fearing men, sorry, ladies, no offense. But it was written by men. Great foresight and intelligence to think so far ahead, try and make a government that couldn't get where we are today. Where we are today took maybe a little more, maybe three quarters of a century now. I'm getting old. Time's flying. I'm an old man now. It's crazy. I started this show, I was like 45. Now, 55. It's crazy. We've learned nothing. Joe Biden is our president. Still up on Capitol Hill calling January 6th an insurrection. Not a single person has been charged with insurrection. But for their narrative and their propaganda and their slandering lies, they have to continue calling what was not an insurrection an insurrection. There was one murder on January 6th. It was Ashley Babbitt. She was murdered by a policeman who got away with it. No charges. folks are still in jail for January 6th. We need President Trump back so he can pardon these folks and set them free. People that just kind of meandered in with a flag, walked around the rotunda times and said hi to some people they recognized on social media or whatever. And then they strolled out and they saw their face on a camera. Oh, let's go get grandma there. Look at her. There's a 69-year-old lady with a flag. We can haul her in. They would do it. They will do that. They've done it. I have a friend. I don't know if she's 60. She's not 69, though. She's probably 59, though. A little older than me, and I'm 55, so. Flag on her shoulder. She come on the show, my friend Audrey. She told us as much as she could. That's the last I heard of her. Social media is completely gone. I don't see her on any advertising for her vocal lessons that she used to give. They've destroyed her. Casually walking in the front door, strolling around the rotunda of the Capitol, whatever you want to call it, David. I guess the rotunda would be a good description of the area first inside the doors of the Capitol. With the Gadsden flag. Hey, Susie, that was a great show you did last week. God bless you. Hello, everybody. Oh, nice to see you. Cha-ching. Throw away the key. People innocently strolling around. Glaring camera of the news media, calling them insurrectionists for strolling around the rotunda with the Gadsden flag. Horrifying insurrectionists like the mom, who is a terrorist. Going back to the school board meetings time and time again, fighting for her children. What a terrorist. How dare you stick up for your children? How dare you speak out against authority figures who know what's best for you? God forbid you should know what's best for you. They know. What do they know? They know what's best for your kid? Do they live with your kid? No, they don't know what's best. But they're going to try and tell mothers they can't speak up for their children at school board meetings lest they be labeled a terrorist. Pretty insane, if you was asking me. You know, there's many a man and woman who put their life on the line. It paid the ultimate sacrifice for this country, so that the rogue law enforcement agencies can target Americans. We are in a post-constitutional republic. Constitution has been shredded, and it was done so at the hands of the Bush administration. With the signing of the Patriot Act. Patriot Act was the end of the Constitution as we know it. So many people been duped into thinking it was a good thing. It's going to stop the terrorists. Like the moms at the school board meetings, those evil, horrifying moms. How dare they stand up and speak for their children? Especially white moms, dare they? And it's sad that it has to be this way in this country, that we still see white and black and Hispanic and Asian, and we see different colors and different instead of just being brothers and sisters in the Lord and getting along, taking care of each other. You watch the social media, you watch everything on the TV, everything is, they watch these shows, and it's people arguing and fighting, and it's always, I got to one-up you. I'm better than you because I did this, and I'm better than you because I did that, and everybody's trying to be the best. Everybody's trying to be different than everybody else and be and have their, on a showcase for the world to see instead of just being different and living. Because nobody really cares if you're different. They just care if you're kind. They just care if you're friendly, respectable. You know, do what's right. Be different. You don't have to broadcast it. We accept you. You don't have to be force-fed. Yes, there are sections of society that will not accept you. They don't accept me. Some sections of society don't accept baseball players and ice cream salesmen because they don't like the horrible, scary ice cream man from when they were a kid, whatever the reason. We all have differences. Some people are not going to like our differences. That's on them. If they don't like my differences, close your door at night and lock it. And sit on the couch or sit at the table or lie in the bed, whatever you do in your house is on you. When you walk out into society, you should be a respectable, upstanding, law-abiding, kind person. Even if you have four eyes and six tongues and nine legs and you're purple and you're a people eater. As long as you're nice, kind, and considerate, when you step out into the world, that's on you. You're good. Share some common courtesy. Get a $5 hot and ready. Give it to a homeless guy. Whatever. Just be nice. And then when you go home at night, close the doors and do you. Do your life, whatever it is you like to do, whatever your pursuit of happiness is, pursue that happiness behind your closed doors as much as you want. Whatever your thing may be. You know, I got on that bandwagon for a while, freaking out about transgender people going in, you know, men going into the girls' room. And it dawned on me. Before there was attention drawn to it, I'm guaranteeing that it was happening. Nobody knew. Nobody said nothing. People dressed as women went into the women's room and did their business and left, and nobody cared. Nobody saw it. Nobody seen nothing. It didn't matter until they shine a light on it. Right. We want special rights. They want to be treated special, not just them, everybody, like all these different groups of people. I'm not going to classify it. I'm just picking on one group right now because maybe I'm, according to them, phobic of some sort. I grew up with the culture. My brother is a gay man, and my mom left my father for a woman in 1975. It's been in my life since I'm a kid. Doesn't mean I have to be in the lifestyle, be part of the lifestyle. It's on them. And that's, whatever you want to do, just be nice to me. That's all I care about. Once you're not nice to me, then I'm going to be an ass back. That's it. I'm a nice guy. I get along with people. It's not like, hey, dumbass. I get frustrated. Then I think about the Lord, and I think about the trials and the tribulations that he lived through, things that happened to him, or happens to me, cannot compare. He is so far above anything and everything, the suffering that he endured within inches of his life, dragging a cross up a hill, getting nailed to it. So my little complaints here on earth right now are so trivial and meaningless. I can speak till I'm blue in the face and it wouldn't make a difference. Because in the end, God has the final say. So I'm cruising here at the bottom of the hour. And there was something I wanted to do. Because I had locked my keys in the car recently. And I got helped out. It was pretty amazing. I was very happy that I put a little message out. Simply stated, anybody know how to break into a car? I locked my keys in the car. The window, you know, and no, don't break the window. You can't. Oh, hey, we could listen to that. That's pretty good stuff. That's Why Not, a Rush tribute band. Is that coming over the air? I don't know. They're really good. This is a Rush tribute. You guys like Rush? Well, that's the Rush tribute band, Why Not, featuring members from Anthrax, Frank Bello, John Wesley from Vertical Horizon, jamming to some amazing Rush sounds. They're really good at it, apparently top note. But anyway, I was looking for something else and I got sidetracked. But yes, I'm going to find it here in a second. It's a guy who helped me out a great deal. It was so much appreciated that he came out and didn't charge me a dime. He helped me out as a friend, as a patriot. Now he's not going to come out to you and service your car for free. I'm sure I just have some good friends. But if you have any lock and key needs, you want to check out Spring Hill Lock and Key, and you're a local person where, you know, from around where I'm at, check out Spring Hill Lock and Key, info at springhilllockandkey.com. 352-686-3855 is the number. And he just really helped me out a great deal, and I'm very thankful, and I would give him a shout-out. John Lab Jr., Spring Hill Lock and Key, 352-686-3855. Go check out info at springhilllockandkey.com. Good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. He actually came out and opened my car for nothing. Bless him. And then he made me a key that'll open up my door. A spare key. Imagine that. You know, you should have a spare key. For your vehicle, I think that would be a wise thing to have if you're going to plan on locking your keys in the car. It's not what I planned, but so we got out into my wife's car, and I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and I look over at my car, and I see the lanyard dangling out of the back of my hatchback on my Mercury Mariner. Get out of the car and bam, it's locked. Holy moly. I was beside myself because I knew I had no spare key. No spare key. This is the bottom of the hour's Patriot Nation radio show, and I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. We'll be right back in 5 seconds.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
So as you know, here at the Patriot Nation Radio Network and Patriot Nation Radio Show, we love our friend Dave Bray. We're going to take a bottom of the hour musical break, play one of my all-time favorite Dave Bray songs. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find this song on holy moly, I forgot the name of the record. It's Dave Bray USA Storyteller Edition. It talks about all his music, how he picked the songs, and this song is on it. This is Freedom Rings, one of my favorite Dave Bray songs. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
For every soul from every war, across the seas, or on our shore, every fold of our flag, the coffins are laid, the widow's lamb, for every daughter and every son, the price was paid for everyone. So remember him, cherish his name, your freedom. Final breath, our flag still flies. So it is said, the blood of heroes never dies. So for every soul from every war, across
had a chlorine dioxide or something. Harmless when it spills on the earth. Spilled when it's spilled. It's harmless. When it's not harmless is when it burns. The contaminants that come off of this chlorine derivative are permanent and forever. There's no like half-life like nuclear radiation. And they get on the news and they say, well, it's a controlled burn. We're just trying to, you know, this is the best way to get rid of the mess. Burn it off. Wrong. It causes a molecule to be formed that is deadly and its shelf life is forever. Unburned, it evaporates, it goes away, no harm, no foul, nobody gets hurt, nothing. But when you burn it, it's deadly. They are doing it on purpose, folks. Hundreds of chicken farms burnt to the ground. Industrial trains derailing, balloons flying around. There is a sinister plan in the making right now. The shadow government or whatever you want to call these behind-the-scenes puppet masters are putting their full plan in effect. These clowns from the World Economic Forum, people who are purposely trying to destroy freedom, not just in the United States, but just globally. But do we really have to worry about it? This is where I'm conflicted. Like I feel like I need to talk about it. And then the Lord says, you can't have more freedom than the freedom that the blood of my son gave you. There is no more freedom than that. Even if you're locked in a solitary confinement prison, you have more freedom in Jesus Christ than you could imagine. Doesn't matter. Because the time here on this planet is so short that even if you're rotting in a cell for 25 years and then you kick the bucket, the eternal reward, the Lord and God and Holy Spirit in heaven, heaven on earth, can't get better, worse, can't get any better than that. So do we really have to talk about politicians stealing our freedom? Shredding our Constitution? It's really incredible that we have that grace. We really don't have to worry about what they're doing. We just have to follow the laws. Be good stewards of the Lord. One day, we check out, we move on to another plane. Our energy slips into the abyss of heaven with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And though I may walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. That simple. You can be free too. Not that hard to achieve real freedom. Lock me up. Turn me into a communist, socialist, dictatorship, death and maiming and war and famine. Still free. It's not what I want. I have a young son. I want peace and freedom. I want love and happiness and kindness. It's crazy. I'm just running out of things I don't even want to talk about because it's so pointless almost. Because all I want to do is talk about the good Lord. I don't want to talk about nothing else. What's more important? Politicians stealing our freedom? Or knowing that you have the ultimate Jesus. You know? It's easy to get. It's easy to attain. Just believe it in your heart. Believe it in your soul. It was real. Jesus died for your sins. You believe it with all your heart. You're saved, brother. You're saved, my sister. That simple. That simple. That's it.
Luke, I am your father. I am the great and powerful Oz.
Oh, boy. Let's play a song and wrap up this show. This is Zach Williams, Chainbreaker. Then we'll wrap up this show a little early. I'm tired. Done. Here we go, Chainbreaker, Zach Williams.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old life, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prisoner shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. He's a pain taker. He's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prisoner shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel.
With that, we're going to wrap this show up, folks. I want to say another little prayer on the way out. But the next show, next month, look for it about the third Thursday of the month. I'll pick up a cool guest. You know, maybe I'll reach out to Roger Stone or something, see if we can't get somebody cool on. someone who made this show a big success in the past. It's not so successful today. But I guess it doesn't matter because people listen. And I always said if one person listened, I'd speak. But we'll see. Here again with an exit prayer. And it goes a little something like this. Dear Heavenly Father, my wife, Chad, Jim, Nate, Ellie, Christine from church are heading down to the hurricane zone. I'd ask that you look after them, protect them, keep them safe as they go on this mission to help those ravaged by this horrifying hurricane that blasted Florida this year. Yes, folks, it's not in the news. They're not talking about it anymore. Florida on the West Coast was blasted by this hurricane, and there's still huge areas of damage and destruction. And once a month they head down and they do some work. My wife has become a missionary. It's pretty, I'm proud that she goes on these missions with the church to help folks, help strangers dig out from a horrible tragedy where they lost food, they bring, you know, and they fix their homes, they fix roofs, and it's crazy. And it's amazing, and it's a beautiful blessing. And I just want you, Lord, to look after them as they go on this mission. And pray for the people that they're going to help, that they can feel the love of Christ coming from these missionaries that are there to help them with nothing but a thank you and a pat on the back in return for their safety and their protection. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thanks again. Look for us the third Thursday in March. I don't know exact date. It has to be before I go to MegaCon in Orlando. I will be dressing up as a anime character known as Garp from One Piece. Monkey D. Garp, to be exact. Not a monkey. But that's my character. And we're going. My son is an anime fan. And he's going down as one of his favorite anime characters. Call it cosplay now. Costume play. Cosplay. We walk amongst the artists and voices and other famous anime people. And there's other people at MegaCon too. It's not strictly for anime, but it is largely for anime. Live action role playing, as some would call LARPing. Players that will be there, and famous actors from movies, and all kinds of different things. So it will be before that. So stay tuned. And don't forget, A Conservative Perspective, heard usually here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. American Allegiance with Kevin White and Pete Serafin on Fridays. I believe he's still got a show going on here on Friday nights. So you want to just keep tuning in to the Patriot Nation Radio Network without ceasing, because there's always something happening, whether I'm here or not. These guys are doing quality payment from a conservative point of view. That's Conservative Perspective and American Allegiance. You got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday shows lined up. We're stronger than ever, and the word's getting out. Another reason you don't need me. Because I know people get bored of people. I'm not Sean Hannity. I'm not going to be out there for 30 years. So look for me in a month, the Patriot Nation Radio Show, here on Patriot Nation Radio Network. And don't forget to tune in and have a good time. Good night. That sounds cool. I kind of like it. sound of being in a gigantic hall. Well, you know how we end this show, folks. We are going to cruise back into the Dave Bray Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition jams. As only he can perform them, it's the Star Spangled Banner. Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com.